I could read your mind, love, what a tale your thoughts could tell. Just like a paperback novel, the kind the drugstore sells.
Welcome to the show. This is Reading for Fun, Profit, and Understanding, and the understanding of history, current events, and how the future will be affected by us and how we can affect the future. And my co-host today is Sarah, my daughter, and my name is Alon. I'm the host of Need to Read, where we read for fun, profit, and understanding the development of habitual critical thinking. And if you listen to the show, you know that we're a little bit disorganized in our production and in our stuff, but we like to talk about just about anything. And I'm going to cover a couple of subjects.
I don't know if I think you're unorganized.
Well,
okay,
because
I'm looking at your section and I'm looking at mine. And I'm like, okay.
Well, if you're seeing us online and you see my paper spread across here, it's because I have just so many subjects to go over and everything. Today I'm going to maybe talk about Alan Dershowitz on Fox News with Chris Wallace, and going to talk about the wrongly convicted people. That's a very important
actually
subject.
That's a really big topic right now.
It
even
is.
With the election, or even with charity events and galas right now, it's
Trump,
a big focus.
Of course Trump was focusing on that, so supposedly, when he did that reform on the justice, you know, the prison system,
right,
or the sentencing and everything. Touch on this is a question of the show today. Besides some of the other questions we might come up with or ask about, or anything else you want to talk about, I want to know, why do you believe in God? Call us up at 602-277-5369 or 866-536-1100. That's 536-1100, 866-536-1100, or 277-5369, 602-277-5369.
And I want to add to that a little bit,
Why do you believe in God in just a few sentences?
In a few sentences. It's not even saying believe in God. I would say believe in God, aliens, and ghosts. It all accumulates together. People have their own little beliefs
If you want to include aliens and ghosts in your call, you're welcome to. My question is predicated on this. About 87% of the people in the United States proclaim to believe in God. Now, that's defined in all kinds of different ways, but we won't quibble about that. When most people say they believe in God, this is what they believe. God is there, and there's a judgment. Now, whether they believe God talks to you, or they believe God does this, or God does that, the basic belief that most people are saying when they believe in God is that, yes, there is eternal judgment. Yes, mm-hmm. There is the possibility of life after death.
That's why I said ghost.
And yes, you will be rewarded or punished according to how you live your life.
Right.
All right, so that's how most people kind of, whether or not God interferes, it doesn't interfere, and blah, 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 all that's dogma. So what I want to know from you listeners, and if you'll call in and just, like, this is why I believe in God. Okay, first of all, I was raised that way. And second of all, going through life, being raised and believing in God, but not really knowing God, mm-hmm. I began to get all conflicted, and so I made this big, long prayer thing to ask God to, you know, contact me. So God did contact you. God will anybody that is sincere. And so that is why, from the fact that I was raised that way, and then I force that communication to come. That is why I believe in God.
Mm-hmm.
So now that's this best.
You mean that's almost like the law of attraction. You kind of, it's almost because like God has, I couldn't really see much because I'm like an in-betweener, but,
okay.
I believe
so,
in it.
so in just as few words as you can come up with, most people believe in God because of some mystical experience that they have attributed to God, whether it actually is God or not God. That is not the question. The question, the person has, and I believe that when a person feels that they have, God has contacted them, or they have seen some kind of message that confirms to them,
right,
that God exists, that God actually did talk to them, because God is the author of all good things. So I accept anybody. Yeah. I accept anybody's word when they say, "Well, you know, God say, you know, I was just wrecked, and all of a sudden something told me not to do this, and because of that, my life was saved, and that because of that, I believe in God." And that's a legitimate reason to believe in God. It may not be, you know, it may not be the most foolproof, but or provable. It doesn't matter. That's kind of what I'm interested in. I'm interested in just why it is. Why do you believe in God, or why do you not?
I don't think it should have a name. I think that, you know, as long as you
have
hope.
Well, that is not the point.
But like, if you have hope and faith and you believe it yourself, or you just have that hope and faith, that is your survival, and that's it will make.
Well, survival hasn't got anything to do with it, because we're all going to die.
Yeah, you need that. You need to have that in your life.
What are you going to do about dying?
Well, nothing. That's
what the question of God is. Right. Because if there is no God, then you are dead and you rot in the grave, and that is that. And you can't prove, anything else, because there isn't any proof. Anyway, we're getting off the subject. As far as, it's not a discussion about God or what's true or not true. I'm just interested in knowing, if you believe in God, why do you believe in God? And if you can call us at 602-277-5369 or toll free 866-536-1100, and just like I said, just in those few sentences, like, you know, whatever it is that convinced you, either it's just that you were raised that way, and that if you pray you get a certain feeling, or whatever it is that makes you believe in God, or if you must, what makes you not believe in God or not sure. Either way, it's 602-277-5369, 602-277-5369, and we'll take your calls.
I do believe in the law of attraction, and I do...
Well, that hasn't got anything to do with God.
Yeah, but so, I do believe that you have your own destiny. You can't just depend on God to help you with that destiny.
No one's saying anything about that. Is that the question?
Right.
It's not the question.
You know what I mean?
But yes, I understand.
Really personally go into that category of actually. I'm more of
an atheist.
I'm just on the sideline. I'm more of a spiritual person. I don't think there needs to be a name and to anything that I have belief or faith in. Like, I don't personally, that's why I don't talk about if God or religion, because people get offensive by it. And you can't be open, even if they believe in God and you don't. How come is it okay for you and it's not okay for me? It's like, what if I don't? But I believe in higher powers. I believe in things. I don't know why the earth is here, and I don't know. You know, you can come up with all these scientific things and say, but at the end of the day, as long as I wake up
reading. So I've got to sum it up that you don't know.
I do know. I just don't believe what everybody else's belief. That's why I never talk about it. Well,
I'm asking, do you believe in God or do you not believe in God? And what are the reasons? And that's the question. All right, and besides that, I wanted to cover also the wrongly convicted, which is a real big issue, and also falls in place with this private prison idea that we have in this country, which is an absolute travesty. Absolute travesty, and we really need to try to get a movement going to change the Constitution of Arizona to prohibit that. And, you know,
I think that's going to be something that's going to actually happen.
Well,
because there's a lot of movement about it.
Any petitions or legislation coming that way?
Yes.
That's what I want to know. And,
there is.
Well, yeah, which ones are they?
You would have to actually, hopefully, Andrew, are you listening? Andrew is actually part of those petitions. He has to go out there and he has to get a certain amount of signature to be put onto the ballot.
Well, right.
Already petitioning it here in the state of Arizona.
Really?
Is because he's going out and getting those signatures doing a petition.
That's very, very good, because I want to get that out on the air as to where you can do it. I try to investigate it on the smartphone and stuff too here, maybe on the break, and we'll see what goes on.
I don't know
there.
The exact company, but I do know that's where he's at currently.
Well, you know, I was listening.
That's the campaign anyway.
I was listening to the Voice of Democracy on the radio, which comes on at 2 o'clock on Saturday afternoons.
Mm-hmm.
And we're coming up to a break here. When we come back from the break, I'm also going to try to throw in some of these other things I wanted to talk about. I wanted to talk about that situation in El Paso with Daniel Villalegas, who was wrongly convicted in 1995 and served up until just last year. You know, up until last year, he finally got out of jail. He had two trials that were travesties, actually. One was bad enough, but the second one was even worse. And then I want to talk a little bit about the Twilight Zone episode Escape Clause. And I'm hoping you guys will call and share your why you believe in God or don't believe in God. And what else did we want? Oh, the sponsors of the show, of course. Yeah. Attention to Detail Mobile Hand Car Washing.
Right.
You know, you can call them at 602-725-6895. They wash their car like it was theirs, and they come to you. Mobile Hand Car Washing.
Yes, and yes, definitely.
How about MM?
Oh, well, yeah, definitely tune in to MM Entertainment Network. We're going live right as we speak. And you also can find other uncensored videos on MMEntertainmentNetwork.com. You can log in there, subscribe.
And we'll be right back.
Every highway, you seen better days, the morning after blue.
Welcome back. Need to read. Reading for fun, profit, and understanding. I'm your host, Alon, and along with my co-host, Sarah, we are talking about various things. Actually, right, most on our minds is the wrongly convicted and the subject of private prisons.
Mm-hmm.
And both of those, the private prisons probably aren't as bad as wrongly convicted people. They're close together.
It's definitely the legal system that is the wrong part there. You know what I mean? And judgment. You know.
Well,
but then again, we didn't have that kind of technology back in the day when this.
No. This happened in '95, and this man named Alfonso Marquez, the detective. Who had up to 60 civil complaints by civilians, and he was reprimanded a couple of different times for unnecessary roughness and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
This guy Alfonso Marquez took 16-year-old Daniel Villegas and kept him interrogated for 12 hours and threatened to beat him up, threatened to lock handcuff him to the car and beat him up unless he signed this confession thing. Even though the facts didn't fit, is he being prosecuted in any kind of way? I'll tell you, he sure ought to be. So Daniel and his family have filed a lawsuit against El Paso and the state of Texas and the county or whatever county it's in. I'm not sure what county.
Is it current or is this?
It is current. Yeah,
it's a current case.
Yeah, well, he just got out of jail in 18.
Wow.
He's been there from 95 to 18.
Wow.
Yeah. And the facts are so ridiculous. And this detective, and this is another thing I want to point out to everybody listening, and all you leftists and all, if you happen to be listening, which you probably aren't, but all these other people who are constantly complaining how it's the white people are oppressing the brown people whenever they get a chance. Every single person in this in the police department, in the prosecutor's office, and everything are all Hispanic, and that's not what the problem is. The problem is not racism, but prosecuting attorneys and police people who do not follow the proper rules.
Right.
And that's what.
I'm pretty sure he knew. I bet you he knew that kid. I bet you he knew that 16-year-old.
No,
he never met him. And he never picked him up for something else.
No, he never did. Did he
have a clean record?
I don't remember exactly he was a 16-year-old kid that, was just a kind of a braggart. He was always running his mouth and stuff.
Okay.
And he went around bragging.
There had to be something that happened.
The way he described the shooting was totally different than the way the shooting actually happened. The evidence was totally different. Mm-hmm. But they didn't care because I've come across this myself when they're interested in a conviction. They don't necessarily care. They're interested in the conviction and they think they know what's going on. And it's not based on race. It's based on social conditions. They see poor people. They see people who live in these poor areas, and maybe they're, you know, they hang around the street corners and they look a little bit, you know, felonious or something, and they start prejudging. And that's what prejudicial means. mm-hmm. means prejudge.
Right.
You know, and that's actually the word is P-R-E and then J-U-D, judge.
I would
pre-judge.
Have to look more into the case and get more
Well, in
more
any
of
case,
a...
in any case, here, the reason that, what's his name, Sheriff Joe Arpaio got elected,
You mean for half of his life?
Yeah. Well, no, it wasn't for half of his life. It was only for 20-some, 30-some years.
Yeah,
he's 90 years old.
Yeah.
Yeah. The reason he got elected was because the sheriff, God be here, during the Buddhist temple massacre, mm-hmm. they took the word of some weirdo in the loony bin who was in the state hospital who made a phone call. Well, he was in the state hospital to the detectives and told them that three guys had killed had done the temple massacre. So they went and arrested these three kids, and in one of the kids' bedroom, they found a little Buddha, which they were convinced was some of the loot that the kids had stolen from the temple, right? But it wasn't. It was just some Buddha the kid had bought and stuck on his dresser, right? And they had these kids in the motel room. Up there somewhere in, I forget where it was, Casa Grande or Bisbee or someplace, I forget exactly where it was. And they had these kids in this motel room and they grilled them for 12 hours in, and those kids signed confessions. And they had nothing to do with it. They finally got the real guys.
Wow.
And that made such a fool out of Sheriff Godby here, or whatever, however you say his name, that I tell you, Joe Arpaio, and I think Joe Arpaio was probably the best sheriff we've ever had in this county.
Yeah, I voted for him that one.
Isn't that something? A Mexican voting for Joe Arpaio?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I bet you there was a lot of Mexicans that voted for Joe Arpaio, because, in fact, most Mexican people do not feel like they're getting oppressed. It's just these few, and of course, all the liberal leftists are going around trying to stir up trouble, telling anybody that will listen that the whites are keeping you down. White privilege is keeping you down.
I think it's more, I don't think any of that. I think.
I think it's their own laziness keeping them down.
Yeah, I think it's straight lazy and you don't want to do anything, really.
There's the tree of opportunity. The fruit's hanging. Yeah. In fact, some of the fruit is falling on the ground. It's all you gotta do is go pick it up.
Well, this goes back to, so every day, daily, I've been doing inspirational quotes.
Yes, let's hear
my inspirational quote is, now we're just talking about it, is, never giving up, but that's a normal inspirational quote.
Right.
Yeah. It's just like, okay.
You can't give up.
You can't ever give up, and no matter how much time that you have to spend on doing something.
Even when you're a way advanced age and you only got a few years left, there's no sense in giving up anyway.
Yeah, you never know. You never know. Sometimes you do it at the end, but just don't give up. Like, this goes back to, you know, having faith in yourself to never giving up, because that's the whole thing is having hope. Are you?
Well, we were talking a little bit about religion. Nobody's called in and to tell us why you believe in God. That's fine.
I want to hear more about the deal thing, though, because I think that, like everybody was saying, it is actually a big topic right now in elections. It's a big topic right now in, like, charities and galas and stuff.
If I can quote one of our founding fathers, said that it was better for 100 guilty men to go free than for one innocent man to be convicted and imprisoned. And he said that because probably at that time they never imagined that a person would be prosecuted for defending themselves and killing somebody in self-defense.
Mm-hmm.
Right? They never imagined thing. But nowadays he's like, you're supposed to depend on the cops. It's mm-hmm. like, you're not allowed to fight back. If you fight back, you're liable to get in trouble.
Right.
The criminal's liable to sue you.
Right.
And that's what people are really, that's part of why Trump got elected. Because he would be the first one to say, bull, shoot that guy down right now. Or he would say, just like he said, like with the water in the showers and in the toilets. What other presidential candidate ever talks about the water restrictions and the toilets and the showers? And when he said that at his rally, the whole rally, everybody knew what he was talking about.
Right.
They knew. They were sick and tired of these stupid regulations making us flush our toilet 10 times to get it all down. Well, not 10 times, but at least a lot of times twice.
Right.
And you gotta hold the handle down and make sure it all goes down.
You're talking about flushing the toilet.
Well, because that's a part of that's our daily life. The government has gone around with these crazy ideas that we're supposed to worry about how much water gets flushed down the toilet, and consequently We're supposed to be endure this whole thing. Why? Because in their little minds, they've got something going, oh, we're trying to save the earth. Like as if that is what's going to actually help save the earth. It's such pure bull. And what is your opinion,
sir? I'm just listening to
you.
I try with government, you're going to have your... I just think the laws need to be changed. And I think that the things need to be restricted on private jails. And I think that these wrongly convicted people, is such an inside network in that kind of field anyway, that they're all, it's like a brotherhood. They're going to back up whoever they're going to back up.
Check it out.
Yeah.
The prosecutor in this Daniel Villegas case, after all the evidence comes out, he's still saying, well, we believe that he's responsible for his death, even though the judge said he was factually innocent. Mm-hmm. There was, the facts showed that he was innocent, but the prosecutor who prosecuted him twice, oh, we believe he did it. Why do they believe he did it? Because they want to believe it. They don't want to face the fact that they were wrong.
They manifested it, and that was saying a law of attraction. They manifested that negativity towards that for that to happen. They manifested that. Yes, I listened to that.
Do you know, Williamson, the former presidential candidate? She might still be running. I don't know. Williamson.
Mm-mm.
She was running for the Democratic. She was on stage for a couple of debates. You sounded just like her with this negativity thing. You into the negativity. She said she was going to conquer with love. She was going to defeat Trump with love.
That ain't happening. But still, you know how like you don't like your boss half the time, right?
Yeah.
Okay, that's exactly it.
All right. We'll be right back with the second half of the show in just a few minutes.
The ship was the pride of the American side, coming back from some mill in Wisconsin. As the big
welcome back.
Welcome, hello.
Sarah?
Yes.
Did you want to say something about Kobe Bryant?
I did. I want to put something out there.
I mean, everybody knows because on every single break, they say it again, how he died.
Mm-hmm. And it was his daughter. We put condolence out to his family and,
it's a shame he had his daughter with him, that's for sure.
He had his daughter with him and I guess his helicopter flew right into the mountain and, I don't know if it was maybe high winds or something happened, but we don't know. And that happens early this morning today. Sad to say he was 41 years old and we put our condolence out to his family.
Well, it's just such a shame that his daughter was with him. It's really just a shame that his daughter was with him.
I agree. I agree with that. That was very nerve-wracking probably at that time, so.
Okay, who said the states don't have the right to do wrong?
Who said what?
The states don't have the right to do wrong.
That's a stumble.
Hey, okay. How about this one? The tree of liberty needs watering from the blood of patriots and tyrants from time to time.
Well, that makes sense. Wouldn't that be like natural rain? That's why we get storms.
The tree of liberty needs watering from the blood of patriots and tyrants from time to time. That's a metaphor. It's symbolic.
Isn't it weird how I think
the tree of life needs watering with blood? Sarah, try to get it together there, hon.
I'm just saying that could be a storm. I'm thinking a storm. You can have a hurricane and kill
all right,
people.
Okay. Now, would you tell, Sarah is an interesting person. She's my eldest daughter. I only have two daughters, and she's the older of the two. And she does financing and other stuff. She helped me refinance my house some years ago, and I got a bunch of money out of it. It was okay. You go into debt. When you take money out on your house, you don't get it for free. You have to pay it back. But
you do. People don't understand this.
It worked out good. Actually, my payment went down, and my payoff was the same as far as years go. And my payment went down, and I got some money out of it. And she could do that kind of stuff or other financing. And
I do more business financing than I do houses. And back in the day, that was back in, you know, when I was doing mortgages.
10 years ago. Go ahead and tell them how to get a hold of you for those kind of things.
Okay. My company is BDP Group. I specialize in, you know, business consulting and business financing, and I can get you any kind of financing anywhere. I'm more on the broker side. And if you can contact me, I'll give you my direct line. I just don't like to give, and I will talk to you personally. It's 480-593-5572, that you can contact me.
How about
and,
your office number?
Yeah, I'll give you my office number, which is, 602-861-5374, and definitely give us a call, and we can help you there.
And you can contact us through Need to Read.
Mm-hmm. Need to Read.
KFNX1100@gmail or through the station, KFNX1100.
Right. Right. You can contact us anywhere. I'm just giving you direct because usually I have you contact one of our consultants. We process you through, and then we actually kind of take you to the next level and be able to build and expand your business. It depends on really what you want to do, though, because there's always different marketing campaigns, operations that you might have to be doing, or you might even have to do an HR policy for employees.
Okay, well, that's enough.
Yeah.
That's enough.
That's how I make my money.
That's right. Somebody might know what you're talking about with those HMRs or whatever else you say.
Yeah.
Said.
Well, if
and that reminds me, I got to get a 1099 from Moses pretty soon.
Yeah.
For the work I've done washing cars for him.
Right.
It hasn't been much, but it's a few hundred for the year.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's important.
I have to put it on my taxes and account for why I made that money and whether it's taxable, which
right.
it isn't because I don't make enough money to matter, hardly. I did want to say something about, the moon is going to set tonight
mm-hmm.
at 7:44.
Mm-hmm.
And that means it is going to be a great sun setting and the moon setting right after it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to be a really, really great show. I want to encourage everyone to go out as the sun goes down mm-hmm. and watch the day end, watch mm-hmm. the sun, the magnificent glory of the sunset. And tonight, the moon is going to be setting pretty much right after the sun sets. Now, has anybody noticed that the sun is setting much later, not a whole lot later, maybe 40 minutes later than it has been?
Mm-hmm.
But it's not coming up any earlier. It's still not coming up until after 7 or right at 7. That's weird, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
But then the earth is going to twist and wobble a little bit more, and pretty soon it's going to start getting light earlier and earlier and earlier and saying light later and later and later,
mm-hmm.
you know. But right now, that just this one little change has happened where it's saying light until about 6, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still not getting light until almost 7 in the mornings. It's pretty
7
interesting.
7 in the morning?
Yeah, it's not
yeah, it's about 7 in the morning when it lights up.
Starts lighting and just starts yeah. lighting. That's all in the east. It just barely starts lighting.
Well, there's no sun in my front or backyard.
yeah. I get it in my backyard.
That's
coming
the way
up
facing.
In the back like that. But in any case, I wanted to make sure anybody knows that the moon is setting 7:44 tonight, so it's going to be a great moon set right after the sunset. So be sure to catch it. There's nothing like watching the sun rise and or set to mm-hmm. remind you of where we sit in this world and how wonderful and how beautiful it is.
Mm-hmm.
I want to make, if anybody wants, can watch Alan Dershowitz on, Fox News, you know, this week with Chris Wallace. Mm-hmm. Chris Wallace, who is a lying liberal leftist idiot, in my opinion, and, the son of the man who helped CBS lie about things on TV. So I think he's probably a liar himself. And I'd like to say that
well,
I don't
that's
think
media for you.
I don't think the nation wants to have a homosexual in as a president. And I think that the news media does. They would love it if that guy Buka Buka, whatever his name is, became president, because then they could right. go around saying, "Well, look at here, we got this." You know.
I really don't care.
I do care. I don't want to be around. The situation like that. I don't have anything against anybody wants to live, but I don't think we need to go around telling them how great it is that they are what they are. If they want to have sex with people of the same sex, mm-hmm. that's their business. But that isn't something that most people would want to hear about or see or any or know about. It's just not something that most people find anything but disgusting.
Well, some people are very open to
some people are very open. There's a lot of women who are so perverted that they like men who are homos. That's what they don't want to have sex with anything but other men that have sex with other men.
Everybody has their own preference.
No, that's not true. It's a perversion. Absolute perversion. Stop and think about it. Stop and think about the natural order of things and why it is that they are diverging from it. Whatever the reason is, it's none of anybody's business. It isn't no problem. They have the right. This is a free country, and God gave us freedom. And in fact, all people should be free to do as they please like that and answer to God themselves. But to tell other people that they must accept it and must act like it's okay and that they want to be around it and have to be around it, or they must allow men who want to dress like women to go into the women's bathroom. Mm-hmm. I mean, all that stuff is nuts. And that's exactly why Trump got elected. Because when the people look around, they see this constantly being pushed by the media to accept things we don't want to accept. That we shouldn't have to accept. Mm-hmm. We don't have to accept abnormal behavior. And homosexuality is abnormal behavior. And just because you give into it or want to give into it doesn't mean that it's not abnormal behavior, because it's abnormal behavior.
Right.
It's just not normal. Okay, it doesn't mean that necessarily, you can't say that God's going to punish you for it. We don't know. We don't know that, and it's not our right to say that.
Right.
Well, but it's not their right to go around saying that they have the right to invade our spaces and demand that we...
Well, this actually goes back to a topic I was saying is about, I'm going to go feminist. I am a woman. Okay?
Okay.
Okay? But this actually, it has a lot to do with...
we have 2 minutes, or a little less.
The transgender and the...
The
lesbian and gay...
How about parents that are trying to teach their little child?
Yeah, about that. That I don't think that's... that's an unnatural thing for anybody to really kind of do that. And if more power to you if you feel like I'm wrong and right or wrong or whatever the case may be, or you beg a differ, that's okay. This is just my opinion. I think that kids are too immature to be able to have an understanding of a sexuality around them.
Of course, Sarah, of course. It only makes common sense.
Yeah.
But you see in the media how they push that and glorify that.
Yes.
They're actually glorifying these parents that do that. Oh, look at these parents. They're so aware that they're making sure that their child doesn't have preconceived about ideas about what sex he or gender he is.
They're not going to know what that is until they're hitting past like 10, 11
years old. At least that, yes. And
they're not going to know. They're going to think they're all equal. If they like the color pink... they feel like the color pink.
Sarah,
they like
you see what I'm saying about the media's agenda?
Yes, I do. Okay, but I don't see the...
We'll be right back with the last segment of the show.
I think you took that in a little catrude, okay?
Sundown, you better take care. If I find you've been creeping around my back stairs. Sometimes I think it's a sin when I...
Welcome back. We were talking about, before we went to the break, I think we were going on about the culture shock that's been going on, why Trump was elected, why the normal people in the country are tired of this leftist idea that cross-dressers are supposed to go into the other bathroom, and all these other subjects. Abortion is supposed to be okay all the way up until birth and even after birth or something, you know. Just ridiculous, far left, crazy ideas. Everybody should have free health care. The student debts ought to be all forgiven. All this crazy stuff that doesn't make any sense whatsoever. And if a homosexual couple goes into some place, like a Jewish place, and wants them to bake them a cake or something, and the Jews go, listen, we can't do that, because or whatever, Christian place. Instead of just saying, well, there's plenty of other places they'll bake your cake. No, they got to make a big issue out of it. They got to sue him, put him out of business. And that's another reason that Trump was elected, because he said something about that as well. I mean, he talks to the people in a way. It's kind of funny, because he's a billionaire, and he started out as rich. I mean, he got $1 million loan from his dad to start his business. Mm-hmm. So he wasn't starting out from nothing, that's for sure. But yet people feel like he connects to them.
Right. I think it has a lot to do with he's probably seen different dynamics and just different cultures.
Well, he did a lot of construction work. So he was down at the sites of the construction of his buildings.
Yeah.
He was at the sites talking to the workers. I mean, that's a known fact.
Yeah.
And so he was real close to people. Mm-hmm. And he was real close to the working people, and he has a
well, has kind I was of just a, mentioning
kind of
this
a,
too.
A redneck in the bar kind
well,
of attitude
to
about
be honest,
him, you know.
To be honest with you, what?
I said he got he ripped some of these people these workers off.
Oh.
Yeah.
Norman.
Norman, what's going on?
Norman.
Hey!
Yeah, but,
our control producer
say,
guy.
The only thing I can say to that is I have right here on this note, I was asking about, you know, every time they talk about Joe Biden and, the fact that the deal in Ukraine, when his son and the prosecutor, all that comes up, they go, well, all that was looked into. And yet, no, there never was actually looked into. There was never an investigation. There was no official investigation. And so that's all I have to say about as far as Trump and his workers. Now, having been...
Well, nobody would be anything without the people letting you guys know. The only reason he's even where he's at is because he got connected to the people.
Okay,
the
only reason we're talking anybody. About ripping off workers and not paying contractors.
Yes.
Sorry.
That's definitely happens in life.
It does happen because sometimes contractors don't fulfill their part of the contract. They say, oh, we're going to have it done, and they don't get it done, and they're messing around.
Right.
And I tell you what, I've had experience where I didn't get the job done right, and I didn't get paid.
Right.
Let me tell you. So, I don't know.
Wow,
what
we could
in.
Go back about, in 2005.
How about
when,
these cities like Mesa that haven't gotten paid for the expenses they had when he came and did one of his rallies?
I have no idea. I really don't know about
yeah,
any
I don't
of that
know that
stuff.
One. Yeah, I'd like to know more about that
city,
one.
If the city is going to start charging private people, like do they, the security that they supposedly need because of... because of people who want to go and cause trouble at the Trump rallies, probably.
No, actually, that is a permit. You can't have an event without actually having police there, well, and you cannot. You,
okay.
That is
well,
the permit.
Then I don't know why they're not suing them.
You know what I mean?
They probably are.
They are.
They probably are.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, you know what I mean?
Right,
you
then.
Have to. You
All
have
right
to
then. Well, you know what can I say? Trump has got his problems. That's for sure. He's
well, you know.
He's got a big mouth too. That's for sure.
Well,
he
doesn't
don't
everybody
shut
though?
Shut up. You know.
Doesn't everybody?
Well, I don't know. Some people got more sense than to say some of the things he says.
Yeah.
I mean,
true.
I mean, if he had any sense, why would he say some of the things he says? Just. But then again, he just says what comes to him. And really, we're very kind of tired of this thing where you got to be all worried about what you say. You tell me, Bush, whatever the other guy's Bush name, Jeb Bush, if he was the Republican candidate, would if he been apologizing for this, that, and the other? Oh,
no,
I said this. Yes,
you know
he
why?
Would be. Yes,
you know
he
why?
Would be.
But you know what?
He wouldn't say anything.
You know
yet.
Why he didn't? Because he didn't have enough fans, and he didn't get to the people. That's why. No, I don't even
no,
know.
No, no. The
He's
point
the,
is that
the governor.
Is that
I'm just saying it's the people.
Trump is challenging the left in a way that no other Republican ever has, and is afraid to. He has got no. He doesn't. He's not. He hasn't got a little spineless worry about what the left might say about him. They don't care. They call him a racist and this, that, and the other. He don't care. And all these other ones are all afraid of being called this or called that, and they're always apologizing for this and look what happened with Bernie Sanders. Mm-hmm. He called Joe Biden corrupt because obviously Joe Biden is corrupt. Right? Mm-hmm. But then he was confronted by everybody, oh, no, no. And so he had to go out and actually say, no, he's not corrupt in any way. We just disagree. Well, you disagree about what? How he got his son a job over there in Ukraine? Or how he got his son a bunch of contracts over in China? Mm-hmm. Or how he took donations from the credit card companies?
Mm-hmm.
That were,
that's why I'm saying it's everything that anybody does, it's family oriented.
Family oriented.
It is. You get your family involved, man. There's a lot of stuff you could do.
That's against the law, actually. It's against the law to use your influence to do that. It may not be against a specific law. I don't know what the actual laws are because they call it nepotism, I think, or call it, or
mm-hmm.
cronyism.
Yeah.
And it happens. I mean, look at John Kennedy had his brother, Robert Kennedy, as the Attorney General. And that's another thing that really blows my mind about how they're talking about a Barr is not supposed to back up the president, but that guy that was the attorney general for Obama, he was supposed to back up Obama no matter what. So, but Barr is supposed to not back up the president. It's ridiculous, actually.
Well, most of it is just, they gotta keep it relevant.
We wanted to talk about, what's The Prophet?
Oh yeah, I brought a book. It's
The Prophet by...
By
Gibran, right?
Yes.
Gibran.
Yes.
That's his last name. First name Khalil or something, or?
I think it's Khalil. It's Khalil.
Okay.
Yeah. No, and I read this book. This actually is a really good book. It gets straight to the point. Self-awareness and of not and letting go and being selfless. If that makes sense, I'll put in those keywords.
I think being selfless is great, but I also think that you need to provide for yourself, and everyone should provide for themselves. And there shouldn't be all that much need for charity, because most people ought to get out there and, you know, just do it for themselves and quit whining about it. But there are a lot of people that are in situations where they can't really help themselves much.
No, they can't. And there's not a lot of people that, they understand, but, you know, everybody can be taken care of, and especially here in Arizona, we have great. I like the health care that we actually provide.
We didn't waste so much money. If we didn't waste so much money, the cities would be able to take better care of it. But they have a very wasteful tendency. That's what government does. It is not responsible. Mm-hmm. Because they don't have to live by what they do and don't do. They're always going to get enough support from the taxpayers. Mm-hmm. If you're in business, if you don't do good business practices, you lose money, and pretty soon you're out of money.
Yeah.
But when you're in the government, you get more money through taxes, and you can even raise taxes.
Mm-hmm.
So government is so important to be restricted in their powers.
Right. Well, you know, I do admit, you know, I've seen businesses that don't pay, and then I see businesses that do well, and I see people that go bankrupt, you know, going with taxes and stuff like that. But I think a lot of it has to do with, the non-organization of what they have. Because sometimes what they're not seeing is the profit and the loss statements properly, or they're depending on the accountant too much to understand that profit and loss statement, which they get caught up with themselves, and then they're never, ever being able to build from there.
Well, you really got to watch the bottom line when you're in business for yourself, and it's amazing how quickly it can get out of line when you small expenses multiplied can become huge expenses. It's really important. It's really hard, and that's why
I want everybody to add up their Starbucks. Add that up. Every woman out there, add up your Starbucks, and you'll see how much it is.
We'll be back next week with more reading for fun, profit, and understanding in the development of habitual critical thinking. So important to understanding history, current events, and how we will and can affect the future. And we'll be back next week. Thank you so much for listening.
Thank you, guys.